people are being delivered from soul and spirit hurts, and the devil just don't like it. He hates it. We've been looking at healing of soul and spirit. All the hurts we have in our life, all the difficulties we have, all the problems we have. We've been talking about that. We covered a lot of territory last week, a lot of territory. We can't go back and review every time because of the fact that it would take a long time to do it. But we try to keep you up to date where we are at the moment. That's what we try to do. Last week, at the end of the week on Friday, we was talking about hindrances of healing. Hindrances and healing. We gave several. Here's what they are. Hindrance, unfamiliarity of the process. They just don't know how God can heal them. Unconfessed sin. Unforgiveness. Wow. Major fears. Being out of control, leaving pain, shame, failure. Analytical thinking that simply they outthink or they try to do God. That's what they do. They try to outthink the Lord. Well, I got to think about this. I think it was Facebook on Friday. Stop thinking and be healed. Stop thinking. Stop thinking. And just let the healing happen. Well, you know, I got to think about this and figure this. Listen, stop figuring things out and allow God to do his work within your life. I also put up there, unconfessed sin will hinder healing. And then there's some problems that come along. One is medications. I'm not a doctor. I'm not an MD. I don't give out any advice. But we live in a world that we're loaded with drugs. The doctors will tell you that. I mean, just full of drugs. I'm not saying not to take them. I'm not saying to take them. I'm telling you, be cautious there. And then there's anger and disappointment with God. See, a person that is angry with God cannot at the same time trust him. Think about that for a moment. Now's the time to think. A person that's angry with God . How can they trust him? You see, that negative emotion, I am angry at God. Let me show you some interesting examples. Acknowledge the anger. Acknowledge the disappointment. God, I am angry at you. God, I just am. And God, intercede for me. Help me. Just get encouraged here. And if it seems like you are upset, frustrated, perhaps a little disappointed with God, doesn't mean that you are awful. I am just awful. All of us, at times in our life, has been angry at God. Now, know what God did? Grace in your life. Grace in your life. You You see, when you admit the anger, it doesn't seem so awful. God, I am so angry at you, and I admit it. Let's look at some individuals that you can join that was terribly upset with God. I'll show you some scripture. Numbers chapter 11. Numbers chapter 11, 10 through 15. I mean, terribly angry at God. I mean, boiling angry. Let's see what it says. Numbers chapter 11, 10 through 15. Moses heard the people of every family. Wailing each at the entrance of his tent. The Lord became exceedingly angry, and Moses was troubled. Verse 11, he asked the Lord, why have you brought this trouble on your servant? And what have I done to displease you that you put the burden of all these people on me? Did I conceive all these people? Verse 12. Did I give them birth? Why do you tell me to carry them in my arms as a nurse carries an infant to the land you promised on an oath to their forefathers? Where can I get meat for all these people? They keep wailing on me. Give us meat to eat. 14, I cannot carry all these people by myself, and the burden is too heavy for me. 15, if this is how you're going to treat me, put me to death right now. If I have found favor in your eyes, and do not let me face my own ruin. That's from King James Version. Numbers chapter 11, 10 through 15. You think you've been mad at God? Here's another one. David. David says in Psalm 10, 1. Why dost thou stand afar off, O Lord? Why dost thou hide thy face in times of trouble? Thirteen one. How long, O Lord, will thou forget me forever? And 43:2. Why hast thou rejected me? Serious stuff here. You think you're mad at God? You think you've been mad at God? We're talking mad at God here. David asks, Lord, where are you and what is happening in our relationship? Isn't it good to know that someone who loved God so much could still deal with these questions? God, what's happening here? God continued to love David. Yet David said, why God? Why God? See, it's okay to have these feelings, and it's okay to express them. It's not okay, however. It's not okay to stay stuck with those feelings. That's when it develops soul, spirit hurts. See, a turning point. When we understand we're blaming God and shift the blame to where it belongs, usually with ourselves, right? God didn't do that. We did it. And God will remove the hurt from you. I understand hurt. You understand hurt. We all understand hurt. You see, when we understand the real sources of hurt, when we really understand the real sources of hurt, when we understand where it's coming from, Isaiah 53:2, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Oh, we're dinging here. It's okay. You see, and sometimes we have to just say, God, I'm really hurt. I'm really full of anger and disappointment and resentment and abandonment and anger and disappointment can be healed if we begin to recognize the anger, the disappointment, the abandonment. You see, sometimes by saying, God, I'm really angry at you. I remember in my life, I was angry at God like I've never been before. I've never been that angry at God, but I was seething. I was so angry. Something had occurred. And it had made me so angry that I'd never been as angry at God before. And I hurt so badly, I called up a friend of mine that I trusted. It was a long way. He lived a long way from here. I drove 2 or 3 hours to get to his location. I said, so-and-so, will you allow me to come as soon as I can to see you? Because I'm hurting so bad. I need someone to talk to out of my immediate circle. I need someone that's in the circle but is living far away. And he said, sure. When can you come? And I said, when can you allow me to come? He said, tomorrow night. I said, fine. I drove 3 hours one way. He said, I'm taking you out to dinner. He did. He says, where do you want to go? I told him. And I sat down. And I told him how mad I was at God. And he listened for about an hour. Didn't say a word. Some people said, I vented. Said nothing. He said, so God did something that's made you angry. I said, well, God allowed something that makes me angry. He says, what do you think God's going to do about this? I said, I don't know. He said, I'll tell you what God's going to do about this. And I was waiting on some kind of divine revelation. This was a man of God. I trusted him. Known him for years, great friend. And I was just waiting on him to just tell me, boy, this is thus saith the Lord. I was just sitting there waiting on thus saith the Lord. Here's what he said over our coffee. He said, here's what God's going to do, Ron. I said, what's that? He said he's going to let his grace love you. He's going to let his grace minister to you. What? You mean to tell me I drove 3 hours one way over here to have you tell me that? He goes, yes. Because that's what God wants you to know. And you know, he was right. The grace of God begins to heal us in our most difficult days. So I drove 3 hours home. And I said, okay, God. And what's interesting is that I had to teach a seminar in that condition. I was a main speaker at about a 2-hour seminar I had to teach. I said, God, I don't know. I don't know if I'm worthy to teach this. And I went and taught it. And the anointing was there. And God blessed the people in this seminar I was teaching. Because of grace. Anger and disappointment. Anger and disappointment will have grace operational in your life. Look for grace. Wow, that's another quote. Look for grace. I'm writing this down. In anger and disappointment. Maybe that'll help somebody somewhere. And God, I just wanted to tell you that, Lord, I need your forgiveness. That's what I did. I said, God, forgive me for being so angry at you. Because I know that I can trust you. I know, Lord, in this scenario, I can still trust you. So, Lord, redeem me in this area. Lord, the response we operate in, the response that we do determines the destiny of that moment. That's right. We can remain bitter, angry, upset. I mean, a lot of things we can do. But when you say, wait a minute, God, forgive me. Your grace will be sufficient. Your power and presence will help me. And see, the last thing we need to do is to have blocked emotions. You know, no emotions whatsoever. None. Zero. That's not good either. That's not good to block the emotions. Keeping it in. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. About blocked emotions. Blocked emotions. Where we really need to get it out. And when we don't, some difficult times will come. Let's believe the Lord. And ask his help to heal us. Father, heal those inner hurts. Heal the